Ever pinch pennies all year for that one family vacation, only to feel the budget blues afterwards? If so, I was just like you. After three vacationless years, I stumbled on Credit Card Rewards Travel and cracked the code to amazing vacations that I could actually afford.
Welcome to Wonderland on Points. In this podcast, you will discover how opening credit cards strategically can save you thousands on travel. We're not just dreamers anymore. We're two adventurous moms turning dreams into reality. Join us as we spill all the points and miles secrets.
And contrary to popular belief, you don't have to spend $1 million to earn 1 million points. Traveling on credit card points isn't reserved for those with overflowing bank accounts. It's for everyday people like you and me, learning to turn routine expenses into free travel.
Consider us your points travel guides. This is Wonderland on Points. Let the adventure begin. Welcome back, friends. We have a treat for you today. We have an internet personality. She is amazing. Her name is Mandy Brooke. She went on a trip to Italy that sounds absolutely real life disaster, but then also beautiful redemption. And there's a beautiful element to her story in Italy, and we can't wait to share it with you today. I know, Joanna, you've been a longtime fan of Mandy Brooke.
I have. It was such a dream to have her on. She's just such an incredible, wonderful person. Don't be like me and add an S to her name, because I realized as soon as I said it, when you hear the interview, you'll hear that I mispronounced her last name. I said Mandy Brooks. That is not correct. It is just Brooke. No S. I heard myself say that, and I'm not even going to edit it out. I'm going to leave it in there because this episode is all about the real, okay? Because she is going to tell us the real story of going to Italy and what she went through and really how it ended in the most incredible way possible. So at the end of this episode, we want you guys to stick around. We're going to give you a deep dive into the points and miles of like getting specifically to Rome, and then you can kind of jump off from there. But as you know, we always like to give you something concrete as far as how you can attain these incredible vacations on points and miles. And now I think Mary Ellen wants to share some beloved Amex news this week. This is for holders of the Amex Platinum. I don't have this card, so this is all you. Tell the people.
It's a fun week to be an Amex Platinum holder. The Amex Platinum card, which is kind of hard to believe, is turning 40 this year. So Amex is offering some special deals and benefits above and beyond what the card already offers. If you guys haven't listened to our Amex Platinum episode with Profits and Points, Ryan from Profits and Points, you're going to want to go back and listen to that. One of the things that people love about Amex is they have a fine hotels and resorts program. And this summer, through the end of September, you can get a free third night when you book Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts or through their hotel collection, which Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts is the nicest hotels, and then hotel collection is like one step down. Still nice hotels, but not quite as fancy. So the third night works with either of those programs. And then you may remember from that episode that with Amex Platinum card, you get every year as part of your annual fee, the benefits that help outweigh that annual fee, you get a $200 annual hotel credit that can be used with the fine hotels and resorts. You already earn 5x points when booking those hotels. You get free breakfast for 2 people each day of your stay. You get a $100 experience credit. And so now with the third free night added on to that, it's kind of a great deal. We're staying at some Amex Fine Hotels this summer. On our Switzerland trip, we're staying at some. And I'm going to look into whether it's worth booking a few more, because a third night free that's a huge win.
I know. I was wondering about you and whether or not you could like cancel and rebook and get some free stuff out of it. Or, you know, you want to be careful. You don't want to mess up a good trip, but, you know, might be worth looking into. It looks like a very cool deal that they have running right now. I did not see anywhere how long this is going to be going for.
So a lot of the dining and retail experience offers through this celebration are good from May 9th through September 30th. There are some nuances, some little things here or there that may expire at a different time. So you'll definitely want to check before you book anything the exact date. Some things are good. Some offers are good through August 6th. It just depends on what the offer is because there's more than just that third night free. So dig into that, folks. That's new in the world of points and miles this week. They also have a special transfer bonus, a 40% transfer bonus for Amex Platinum cardholders to Hilton Honors. Still, honestly, not a great redemption to transfer point, even with a 40% bonus, still not a great transfer over to Hilton.
Yes, so that's super exciting. Look into that. And I think we're just going to get straight into our episode with Mandy because it was truly incredible. It made me feel all the things. And don't forget to stick around to the end because we are going to give you an Italy breakdown on points. Here is our interview with Mandy Brook. Welcome back to the Wonderland on Points podcast, everybody. You might be confused why I am talking first because I never talk first. But that is because I wanted to introduce the dear Mandy Brooks that we have with us today. I have been obsessed with this woman's content from day one, but something really magical happened like a month ago. Okay. I went to a conference in Utah and I walked into a room full of women for this friend speed dating event and I was really nervous. And up at the front of the room, I saw a headscarf and like just an energy that I was attracted to. And I was like, I'm going to go sit up there. So I walk and I sit down across from someone who has turned away from me. And I'm like, am I sitting in the right spot? And she turns around and it is this lady right here. And I was like, I just sent my best friend one of your videos this morning. And I was like, what is happening? You know, I knew I was going to be meeting travel people here, but I did not expect to see somebody whose content has been like a pillar for me and like kind of a strength in hard times. Like everything that you do either makes me laugh or makes me cry or lifts me up. And I was already just like, I would love this person and be friends with them in real life. And then she was just sitting directly across from me. So I felt like I had to tell that story because then we proceeded to have like 5 or so minutes of the most interesting conversation about cats that I've ever had in my life. And if you guys have not seen this woman online, at the end of this episode, I know you're about to go down a rabbit hole of her amazing podcast, her amazing Instagram. Everything she does is incredible. So that was very long-winded. But hi, Mandy. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. That was such a great introduction.
It was the cutest meet cute ever.
You know what? I was kind of out of my element in that conference because I was surrounded by travel people, travel creators. And, you know, I went there with Alexa West, one of my friends, and we were in that glow up meeting. It's called a glow up session where you get to meet like new people. And you said something about your cats. And I was like, oh, do they sleep next to your head? And we just started talking about all of these things like astral travel and stuff. I actually have
dreams,
some content.
And energy. Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, no, you're fine. But like, I'm so into manifesting and just working my energy to create my desired reality. And what you did was you manifested that. I'm so glad that you watch my content all the time. Thank you so much. And it was just meant to be, I think.
I feel that way too. I felt like it was an instant connection. It filled me with joy. And I immediately texted my friend when I left that, you know, glow up session and was like, remember that video that I sent you literally this morning that we both like blasted out to all our friends so we could tell ourselves what a delight we are? Yeah, I just met that person. What is life? And she was so sweet and so lovely and so genuine and just like the real deal. And so I am so excited that you're here today to talk about travel with us. Because when we were chatting, you told me that you took this epic trip to Italy. And what I love that you said is you said everything went wrong. And we have a lot of stories about everything going right. And I think it's important to talk about the trips where lots of things go wrong because they teach you a lot.
You know what? It was the trip of a lifetime. However, yes, everything went horribly wrong, but it taught me. It was the first time I was really solo traveling on my own, and it taught me how much I was capable of in travel. Because I am an introvert, really. As much as I love people and I love talking, girl, my battery runs low real quick. So it took me out of my comfort zone, and it made me realize, like, wow, if I miss the train, I can figure it out. I'm not going to be an anxiety mess about it. And I get really anxious about, you know, planning and all of that stuff. And it was just a trip that taught me exactly what I was capable of. And it made me feel very confident, even though it did go wrong. Thanks, Lorenzo. we'll get to it.
So, Mandy, for our listeners, we talk a lot about the how-tos with points and miles and making dream come true based on using credit card points. Was any part of your trip using credit card points? Is that part of how you travel at all?
Well, now I'm conscious of it. But right before that trip, I had called my friend Christy, who's like a travel expert. And I was like, girl, I didn't get a credit card at all. Like, I should get a credit card for this. She's like, you didn't book any of your stuff on a credit card? And I'm like, no, I just paid for it. She's like, you just missed out on so many points. And so she gave me a referral for the Chase Preferred card, which yes. I heard was a really good beginner card for traveling. And so then I just charged that card the entire time I was there. And now I have 100,000 points that I'm going to be using for a trip. And I'm
yes, you do.
I've been using that as my business card, and I've just been like charging that card. So it's all in the effort to vacation better. But at the time, no, I had no idea anything about points. I was just literally winging it. And that's just my whole life. I wing everything and and I just figure it out.
I love that. And honestly, there's so much to know in this space that we tell people all the time, like, you just have to dive in. You just have to start somewhere. You can't wait and try to accumulate all the knowledge first. You just got to go for it. And hey, just throwing this out there, Chase makes an incredible business card, the Ink business cards. Mm-hmm. And those have some really good sign-up bonuses, and they're the same pool of points as the Chase Sapphire Preferred. So if you ever wanted a super easy 75,000 or another 100,000 points for your trip, just saying, look into it or DM me anytime, because this is what I nerd out about so hard.
Okay. Oh, girl, I'm going to definitely be emailing you, because I think on the Chase Preferred card, you can transfer to any card, right?
Well, so the Chase Sapphire Preferred transfers out into the world. So all of those other Chase cards transfer to the Sapphire. And then from the Sapphire, you can go to Hyatt Hotels, you can go to IHG, you can go to Marriott. And then there's like a ton of airlines that you can transfer your points to. In fact, at the end of your episode, once we get off with you, we're going to do a breakdown of Italy on points. So when you listen to your episode, you could listen to the ending part and be like, oh my gosh, my entire trip to Italy could have happened within these 100,000 points. So
oh, that's so amazing. I didn't know that. Well, I'm glad now that I have my points and I learned my lesson, but it was a harrowing trip, for sure. But
Mandy, give us a little bit of your itinerary. So tell us kind of what your initial, where you stayed or where you moved around Italy. Give us that itinerary breakdown, and then we'll dig into some of the things you did there.
Yes. Perfect. And I also want to go a little backwards. Tell us where you got the idea. Like, start at the beginning of birthing this trip and then go through the itinerary.
Got it. So 6 months prior, in October of 2022, I went to Italy on a Trova trip, on like a group trip.
Yeah.
And I love Trova trip. And it was my very first overseas trip. I've never been to Europe in my life at this point. And I was a guest on the Trova trip. I wasn't the host. There was another social influencer as the host. Had the best time with these girls. It was so fun. We went to Rome, Florence, and, you know, a couple places in between. And then after that first week, I decided, like, hey, I'm going to meet up with my friend in Venice, because she lived in Milan. So we met there. And so I had a little taste of like what solo traveling kind of would feel like. And so 6 months later, I was in or about 5 months later, I was in the kitchen with my mom and I was just kind of in like a spiral. And my mom goes, Mandy, you could literally just pick up your laptop and work from anywhere. Why don't you just go back to Italy again and just go there for a month?
Good.
I
was like,
great mom.
Yeah. I know. She's so great. And I just looked at her and I was like, okay. And then we both started to cry because it was just kind of like a weird moment. And it was the next day I bought my ticket and I had nowhere to stay. I had nowhere. I didn't even buy my return ticket because I had no idea like what was going to happen. And I'm a Virgo. So I plan everything. And this was the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done in my life. The bravest thing I'd ever done was to book a ticket and not know what the heck I was doing over there. And so I kind of worked backwards and I knew I was flying into Rome. So I wanted to hit Rome again and Florence again, because I was only there for a couple days each, you know, when I was on my group trips, and I really wanted to experience it again. So my solo trip in April of 2023 was Rome, Florence, Venice, and then Orvieto. I was supposed to go to Cinque Terre. It's like one of the coastal towns, but I was kind of focusing up on like northern Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work out. And so I decided to book Airbnbs because I really wanted to experience living in those like cities for as long as I could anyway. And my very last leg of the trip was 8 days in a very small town called Orvieto. I was only there for 3 hours in October on like a day trip with the group. And I was like, I am so connected to this place. I need to come back here for like way over a week.
Aww.
And looking back, I wish I would have just spent the entire month there because it was the most magical part of the trip. But basically, I get to Rome. Before I got there, I was stressing out, getting content prepared, you know, because I'm a content creator. I wanted to make sure that I had stuff prepared for the weeks to come, just in case I didn't have anything to post. I wanted to enjoy the trip as well. And I always have a lot of projects on my plate, so I just wanted to make sure that everything was done. So stressing out, get on the plane, pass out. I'm so tired. By the time I get there, the Airbnb doesn't let me come in until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I arrive at 9 o'clock in the morning in Italy, in Rome. And I'm so tired. And by that time, I'm still trying to enjoy it though, because I'm in Rome, girl. I am just like living it, even though I don't have no makeup on. I didn't prepare for not being able to get into the Airbnb. So I figured where to put my bags and I just started walking the streets and so tired. Finally got into the Airbnb. And then it was like the cutest little square. I forget what square it was, but there was like an open market happening. And I felt like I had arrived. Like I felt like this was the trip of my lifetime. I'm going to have the best trip of my life. I started to well up and cry. My Airbnb was in this eat, pray, love, cute little alleyway with a guy like smoking a cigarette on the top floor. And it was just so picturesque and beautiful, right? The next day, I get up. I'm positive. I put my cutest outfit on. I start walking around. It's raining. It's a little cold. I'm like, okay. Wasn't prepared for the coldness that I was feeling in the spring, but hey, like positive, staying positive. Walked around all day. Met a guy named Lorenzo.
Of course.
Like, I want to take you to dinner. Da, 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 da. And I was like,
I'm sorry. Okay. Is this like your Lizzie McGuire moment?
This whole trip was... I mean, a Lizzie McGuire moment, maybe. it was a flumble.
I mean, okay, this is like all of my millennial teenage dreams right here. If at some point you get on the back of a Vespa with Lorenzo, I will die.
No. Yes. After I tell this story, I need to tell you about Fabio on my first trip.
Okay. Dude. Okay.
You have no idea.
I'm dead.
That was a Lizzie McGuire moment. I came home from that trip and I was like, Mom, I just had the most insane moment the last day I was in Rome. Anyway, but back to this trip. So met this guy named Lorenzo and we go out that night. We end up just like kissing a little bit, but he wasn't really my type. And so I went back to my apartment. I'm a very I'm very stingy. You know, I don't really date a whole bunch of people. You really have to catch my fancy in order for me to.
Yeah, you got to protect that energy, girl. Don't just be sharing it with everyone.
I do. I'm definitely like a protector, especially since, you know, I'm such an introvert. But after I met him and I went out with him, I started getting a sore throat. And I was like, oh, no. And it was because I was walking around that whole day in the cold, in the rain. I had an umbrella. And then, you know, introducing these new mouth germs into my mouth. Like, it was just... It was not a cool thing. Next day, sick as a dog. Sick as a dog.
No, no.
And it was rainy, thank God. So I just rested. The days preceding turned into quite possibly like a butt demon is all I can explain it as. Like, it was literally the worst moments of my life happened. Went to Florence, felt like I was gonna die. Then, like, I had to go to Lake Como. Oh, sorry. I forgot Lake Como was on the itinerary. And I was meeting a friend up there, or I was with a friend at the time. And thank God I was with her, because that's when I almost passed away. Like, I was in the bed. I never left the hotel room in Lake Como ever. It was beautiful. Oh. Thank God we had a view. But I mean, back and forth, up and down, couldn't eat. It was awful. Everybody always talks about like the food in Italy. I couldn't eat anything. I lost 10 pounds.
That is so sad.
I lost 10 pounds that month because I just couldn't eat anything. It was awful. And then having to do these trains and stuff, I almost pooped my pants in the Milan train station. and that became like a pretty funny content that people loved. But all the while I really try to just bring my authenticity to the forefront when I'm sharing my life with people. Mm-hmm. And I was just sharing like what was happening. It's like, there's no bells and whistles and cute pasta here. It's all bathrooms and crying and tears. Like, it's awful. And I remember calling my mom in Lake Como, and I was like, Mom, I think I'm going to come home. Like, I think it was the second week that I was there. And she was like, Mandy, if you come home, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. You need to just stick it out and stay. Aww. And I was like, but Mom, like, I'm so far away. I miss my dog. And she's like, Mandy, you need to muster it up and you need to get your big girl panties on and you need to do this. And I was like, okay, Mom.
I love your mom so much.
Literally exactly what I was just going to say.
She is like the kindest, most patient person, but she's also somebody that will like whack you in the face and be like, let's go. Not really whack you in the face, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I went to Venice and I started feeling better a little bit in Venice, but I was still really run down and tired, but had a good time there. And then I traveled to Orvieto. I was so sad at this point because I was like, I wasted my whole entire trip being sick. Like, basically, I was so tired. So throwing up, it was awful. And then I get to Orvieto and it was like quite possibly like the most magical thing that I've ever experienced in my life. Like, I remember, sorry.
No, you're making me cry because I can't hear anybody else be emotional without being emotional. I love this energy. Just share it. Let it all out.
I remember like walking, I must have lived there in a past life or something, because like I just remember just walking up to my Airbnb, which was picturesque and beautiful in this alleyway right in walking distance of the Duomo and all of the hot spots in the village. And it was just magical. Like, I don't have any other words to describe it. The architecture is from the medieval time to Renaissance to now. And seeing all of that history all in one with all of these churches in a very small town that's on a cliff, basically. You have to take a train from Rome or something to get there. And it was quite possibly just the most spiritually in line I've ever felt. I remember... The first day I got there, or the first night that I was there, I walked up in front of the Duomo, which is one of the grandest in Italy. This little small town in the most grand church you could ever see. And it was the first time that I was completely by myself, and it was about midnight. And I was looking from my right to my left, and nobody was in this beautiful square in Italy and with the cobblestones. And I was looking up the Duomo, where there was supposed to be, like, what do they call it in Catholicism? A miracle happened there. Like, a statue started to cry, like, in the 1800s or something.
Oh, yeah.
I just felt that energy. Like, there's just something there, something very mysterious and something very spiritual there. And I felt so connected to God. I felt so connected to myself. And every single night after that, I just walked the streets. I was completely by myself. It's the smallest little village. And usually tourists only spend about 3 hours there and they go. It's like a day trip for them.
Wow.
And by the end of that trip, I was walking. I'm going to cry again.
It's okay. This is the space for it.
I was walking through the streets, and it was like my farewell, because I had met so many people in this little town. And every single person that I had met came out, and they were like, oh, Mandy, the American Mandy, she's leaving. Bye-bye. Like, everybody knew that I was leaving. And it was like a movie. It was so beautiful. And I want to go back there so bad.
I want to go back there. I am like, I can't even describe the feelings that I have and the fact that you almost didn't go.
I almost didn't go. And it really changed my life. And the Airbnb that I was in was just perfect. It had like a little terrace, and it looked out on it to the Duomo right behind it. And it was just beautiful. And I also met a guy who kind of looked like an older Harry Potter at the cafe, and we never went on a date, but like we were just kind of like sweet on each other for a bit, but we never ended up going out. He WhatsApped me, and I just didn't get it because I didn't understand the WhatsApp, whatever.
And so when
I was walking through the street, he was like, Mandy, I texted you. And I'm like, you did? See it.
Darn so it. Mad.
my chance with Italian Harry Potter. I was so mad.
Mm. I've tried to do WhatsApp so many times. I have friends in Africa. I have a friend who moved to the country of Colombia, and they're all like, WhatsApp, WhatsApp. And I've downloaded it. I always try to be able to do it, and it's just never clicked for me.
It's a little bit complicated because you have to like approve people before you can actually get messages from them. Or maybe it's just the preference that I've chose. It confuses me too completely. But
that's such a sad missed connection.
You know what? Okay. It wasn't meant to
Beautiful
be.
Story.
I always think like if it's meant to be mine, it will not pass me by. And so I always think that. But yeah, it was a trip that I thought was completely wasted from being so sick. But then it ended up being one of the best, most treasured times of my life that I look back on. And even the sick times, even running through the Milan train station trying not to poop my pants, like I look back on those times and laugh, and they're treasured. So even the fails can be just successes, especially after the fact.
Absolutely. I literally am covered in full body goosebumps. I mean, the way that you describe this town, it feels like the Belle moment, you know, the beginning of Beauty and the Beast and the little town, mm-hmm. and she's walking through and everyone's saying bonjour. I know that's France, but that's just the energy that I get from it. And that was always my favorite Disney movie. And I love anything that's idyllic and historical and old churches and all that stuff I love. So this sounds amazing. I've never even heard of this town before, though. And it sounds a lot of people haven't.
I hesitate to even talk about it because I don't want it to be overrun by people. And I'm like, this is my place, honey. This is like in my heart, soul, tater hole. I love that place so much. And I would really next time to go to Italy, I'm just going to spend a month there. I just want to spend an entire month like living there.
It truly sounds like the most magical place. And I mm-hmm. don't really want to do anything the rest of the episode, but like revel in it. But I feel like we should probably dive into some more stuff, some more of like the nitty gritty stuff of the trip. So you said you weren't able to eat anything, at least on the front end, while you were sick. When you were in this little town, did you get to try any good food?
Oh, yes. So By the time that I got to Orvieto, I was so sick of, I hate to even say it, of Italian food. I couldn't do it anymore. Like, I couldn't do the bread. I couldn't do the pasta anymore. And that was all that was available. So I frequented this place called Sushi Mille, like right next to my Airbnb. And they had great sushi. But I will say that I went to this very small little hole-in-the-wall restaurant. And it was actually a point where I was actually hungry. And I had the best mushroom ravioli I've ever had in my whole life. I dream about it.
Oh, that sounds so good. And then I love mushrooms.
I ordered a truffle bread, basically. And it's these very expensive truffles. Because I was going all out. I'm like, if I hadn't eaten, I'm just going to go all out and eat now. And it was like covered in butter or whatever it was, truffle oil and these like shaved truffles on top.
And oh my gosh.
It was so delicious just eating that. Like I was moaning at my table and there was a couple next to me. And they're like, do you need a room for yourself? I'm
like, no. You and this truffle bread.
You and this couple gonna get married, honey.
I am obsessed with the flavor of truffle. Not everybody likes it, but I love it. So that sounds so, so freaking delicious. Mm-hmm. I am so inspired by how you have shown up on the internet very authentically. It's not, especially in the travel space, which I realize is not technically your niche, but you know, you talked about your trip and we see a lot in our space of people glamorizing travel and making like luxury travel the pinnacle and creating this kind of FOMO energy when it's really truly not like that. And I love the people that do the Instagram versus reality stuff and show you really what it is like to travel, to solo travel. And so what was it that made you decide, like, I'm just going to show up on the internet as me? Have you always done this? Did you know you wanted to be a content creator? Did you kind of fall into it? Like, I'm curious about how all this got started for you.
Well, I was, I've been in entertainment my whole life. I was a musician or am a musician, started doing gigs and singing and all that when I was in high school and teenager, and then moved to Nashville, got a publishing deal for songwriting. I started doing like sync placements for like TV and film and just really like doing session vocals and really being in the studio a lot for demos and stuff, but nothing ever really hit. Like every time I met with a label or a publisher or another publisher, they'd be like, you do so much. We don't know what to do with you. And
rude.
And you know,
too amazing for us.
They're like, you have to like pick a lane. And I'm like, I don't want to pick a lane. I don't want to pick a lane. I do everything. I just do it all, a little bit of everything. And so after I left my marriage and moved back to Florida just to kind of collect myself. And then that's when all of the social media stuff started happening. Mm. I was posting like car karaoke's a lot because I was really like depressed and I was kind of in a really bad space in my life and I just wanted to laugh. So I started just creating these things. And at that time I was like, you know what? Screw the entertainment industry. Like, I don't know if I even belong there. I'm just going to do my own thing. And that's why I started posting content. And then I posted a video about boob sweat and it went crazy viral. It was the first super viral video I had ever had. It hit like 10 million views in like 2 weeks. And
that's crazy.
Yeah. It skyrocketed my page. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know if this is going to happen again, so I'm going to do as much as I possibly can to hone in on this moment. But it just didn't stop. And
that's amazing.
And it was like more followers, more viral videos. I just kept going and going and going, and I just let my brain do its ADHD thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And and it just spit out these crazy songs that people like related to, you know? I just posted a song about like chin hairs Every so girl has a war with chin hairs, you know? And it's like, my chin is getting a little bit heady. It's like, what?
I think what's so amazing about your videos like that is not only that the words always hit a chord with me and I'm like, ugh, yeah, those chin hairs, man. But it's also like your voice is so good. You're being funny, but you sound amazing. And it's so real. And you're so talented. And I think that, like, I think you really lift people up. You mentioned your divorce. And I was listening to one of your podcast episodes where you and your mom were talking about, like, after divorce and after breakups and just that grief process. Mm-hmm. And I am, gosh, 11 and a half, 12 years removed from my own divorce. And I just felt everything you guys were talking about in that, because it is so hard and you can get so buried in it. And it's amazing that you really seem like you created something from that grief.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I created the brand I have. I know this is a clean podcast, so I'm going to call it Broken Ditches Guide, but just know that the ditches is with a B. But I really wanted to show people, and especially women, that they could transmute their brokenness into power. And that's how I did it. I mean, I was in the – it feels like when you break up with someone or you get a divorce, like, it feels like you are – I'm going to cry again. I literally cry in every podcast interview I've ever done.
That's good. It's good to let your feelings out.
I say that every single time too. I cry in every podcast interview, but it feels like a limb is off your body. And it was such a hard thing because I was the one that, like, you know, chose to leave, and it was the hardest decision of my life, but I just knew that it wasn't, like, the right spot for me. I knew that God was telling me, like, you need to go in a certain direction, but you can't go right now, like, with this. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. But I just listened to my intuition, really. And yeah, it was very painful. But even through, like, that brokenness and that grief, it was kind of beautiful at the same time. It's like, thank God I had such a love in my life and such joy and kindness in my life that I am feeling so much grief. When I deal with depression or I deal with anxiety or grief, I always kind of picture myself, and I know this sounds weird, but I picture myself in a movie, and I picture myself like, okay, what scene is this? And not that I'm acting or anything, but it makes me feel like I'm aware of what's going on, and it makes it more rich, you know. Even when you're crying and you're grieving and you're depressed, like, it's still a beautiful thing. You're still on this earth, you're still breathing. And thank God you even have something to cry about, like, you know. I try to teach people in different ways to hone in that pain and just push it out into something that's even better than you thought it was before.
Absolutely. Don't let it shut you down and break you down. Like, feel it and then let it move through you.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people, they keep it in. They don't let themselves feel what they need to feel. And then that, you know, manifests into illness, and the body keeps the score. I forget who wrote that book, but but, like, your body really shows you in so many different ways, like, how your pain has, it will affect you. And if you keep that crap in, it will manifest in some way.
So true.
And I'm just trying to get people to release their stuff and just raise their vibe in the process so they can manifest the dream life.
That's seriously. And you do that. The other episode that really stood out to me was, like, the No More Nice Girl episode. And I was like, Ooh, I'm hearing all this stuff, and I really have to take this in because I let people walk all over me because I'm a people pleaser and I'm way too nice and I can't hold a grudge. All these things sound like they could be good things, but they in fact lead to a lot of people walking all over you. And I really liked that episode. And I think everyone has to go listen to your podcast. As you said, we are a clean podcast, so we are not, you know, we're careful what we say. We know we got little ears around. We have a lot of mamas who listen. But let me just say this right now to all of the mamas who listen. Like, there are very few people that need to be lifted up like a mama. And Mandy's podcast is the place for you. Just put your headphones in, though. Don't listen to it out loud in the car.
Yeah, I don't mince words. I keep it really real on my podcast for sure. But yeah, definitely listen. I create the episodes too for the mom that's driving to their kids in the car and they only have 15 minutes. Like my podcasts are very, you know, sometimes they're 30 minutes, sometimes they're an hour, most times they're 15, 13 minutes. It's just whatever is hitting at the moment. And I always talk about things that I'm personally struggling with too. So it's called Broken Ditches Guide because it's like we're all broken inside, you know, and we're all trying to learn. So, hey, if you guys are following me and my content, like, I'll be your guide. I'll trudge through this trail and show you how I did it.
Okay, before you hear the rest of today's episode, we have a new Facebook group and we want to tell you all about it.
If you're like us and you love exploring new destinations without breaking the bank, you're going to want to join.
We've launched this exclusive Facebook group dedicated to sharing tips, tricks, and insider secrets on maximizing your travel experience using points and miles.
So whether you're a seasoned pro or just dipping your toes into the world of traveling on credit card rewards, this is the perfect community for you.
Plus, you'll have a chance to connect with our amazing listeners, ask each other questions, and learn from each other's experiences.
So if you're ready to take your travel game to the next level, join us in the Traveling on Points, Wonderland on Points podcast Facebook group.
You can find the link for the group in our show notes or just search it on Facebook. We cannot wait to see you there sharing your travel stories and picking up some new tricks along the way. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
Mandy, I have to say, Joanna introduced me to your content, so I'm relatively new to your page, but one of the very first things I saw was some recent posts that you made recreating an I Love Lucy episode. And I just have to tell you how much I love that. I grew up watching no cartoons like normal kids. I truly watched I Love Lucy because I was like, I want to learn to think like her. And so when I saw that you had those posts recreating the candy episode, I just died. And I was like, okay, I'm new to this Mandy Brooke, but I am loving her because she obviously gets it. If she's a Lucy fan, then I'm a fan.
And that was such a special, and thank you so much for that. Honestly, that's probably one of my proudest pieces because it was a family effort. My mom, I got these new hair curlers in the mail and I put them in and my mom was like, you look like a brunette Lucy. And I was like, shut up. And she said, we need to do the candy assembly line scene. Oh my gosh. And she had this idea. And I was like, let's do it. I picked out my outfit. I already have like old fashioned stuff because I love 40s style clothing.
Yes. And
my dad pulled a paper towel across the table while my mom placed little cosmic brownies that we had. We just used whatever we had in the house. Like, and we put it together in like 10 minutes. And we only had one shot because we only had a little bit of candy. And so I practiced a couple times and she said, we're going to do this. Let's go. And we hit record and it just went so perfectly. It was the perfect shot. Me and my mom were laughing so hard watching that back. And it was just a beautiful moment and a beautiful memory that I made with my family. And
I think that was my favorite part, being able to see your parents and your dad's like pulling the thing and your mom recorded. It was so perfect. And I have to say, though, you have so many fun videos that have been highlighted. You were on Hoda and Jenna, the Today Show. They highlighted your video. And then you even a second video, right? That's so cool.
They my second really, really, really viral video was called Big 30 Energy. And it was about rapping about, you know, being in your 30s and how hard it is, but how amazing it is, too. Like, enough with the negatives. Let me hit the positives, you know, money in the bank, body, yaddy, confidence, like that kind of stuff. And they resonated with it and they put it on their show. And at the end, Tyler Perry actually said, like, oh, you know, and it relates to everybody, even in their 70s, you know, and it was so crazy. That was the craziest moment. And then a day later, the producer reached out and they said, can you write a rap for Hoda and Jenna for next week's airing?
Drop it. And I missed, like, this.
Yeah. And I was like, heck yeah, man. Like, yeah, I'll do that. And
not any pressure.
But I already had it in my head. I kind of had like an inkling that they maybe would.
Wow.
And so I had a rap in my head already. I did it in like one day and recorded it, got it through to them. They're like, this was really fast. I'm like, I had it kind of rumbling in my head already. But that aired the next week and it was so crazy. I live in Florida with my parents and we were going through a hurricane at the time. Oh, so wow. The first time that it was aired, I was working at a bread company at the time, Dutch Oven Bread Company, and I was out delivering and I didn't see it live. And then the next week, a hurricane came. So the news was all over the place. And so I couldn't see it being performed live. And so I never really saw it live on TV. I just, you know, saw the reposts and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And people were calling the news station being like, hey, like, our girl is on Hoda and Jenna. Can you please just like take the hurricane off for like 5 seconds? Like, we know it's coming.
Put it up in the corner, like tiny or something. And like,
can you please just like let us watch it? But it was really funny. But unfortunately, I didn't get to see either one. But I did get to see like the recaps afterward. And I have one of them posted on my YouTube. So
amazing. I'm going to have to go watch that because I somehow completely missed that. But that is amazing. I think they should probably bring you out and just have you perform live with them. I'm manifesting that for you.
I have that in my manifesting destiny folder. So I crop myself into pictures that I want to be in all the time. And so I have myself in front with Hoda and Jenna. And I see us like creating a song live on air, but also like me reviewing products that I don't know anything about. And it would be kind of
amazing. Amazing. I'm going to clip this and put it on the internet and tag them in it. Do it, you guys. You will not regret it. I'm just saying.
You know when they have these people that like, oh, this jewelry is the best and this is the deal for it and whatever, call in. I want to be that person, but I want to do it and have no knowledge of any of the products at all. And like go up there and pretend. That would be so funny. Anyway, whatever.
It would be super perfect for you and everyone would love it.
This sponge makes you younger. Oh, man.
Well, Mandy, what's bringing us back to travel? With all these Chase points that you have now, where is on your list? Are you going to go back to Italy or where do you want to go next? We're going to help you get there. We're going to tell you exactly what credit card to get and help you get there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, so here's the thing. I have a couple options right now. I can buy my ticket to Montana because I spend 4th of July in Montana with my friend.
Amazing.
And I love her. I love Montana. So was thinking of doing that. But I also want to go to London for a couple weeks this summer. My friend has a flat in the Cotswolds.
I'm sorry. That was a horrible noise. But that had to come out.
Like Downton Abbey, Bridgerton, like bring me there. You know what I mean? It's so up my alley. So I'm kind of thinking of using my points for that instead because it's an overseas trip and then buying my Montana ticket on my Chase so I can gain all those points and then do it.
Absolutely. And I don't know for sure, but I would feel like you could probably fly Southwest into Montana and get a pretty reasonable cash price for that. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you that with Chase points, you can get to London so darn easily. If you're cool to fly economy, there's 10,000 point flights all the time to London.
Really? 10,000?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, on a lot of these transfer partners, you're going to get some high taxes and fees, maybe $100-$150, but still. Like, it's $150.
I'm
going to
tell you right
now.
Going
to London.
Joe, this is going to shock you, but I have a really, really close friend who has family in Montana, and I've actually been pricing this for her a lot lately. And you can get to London cheaper than you can get to Montana, apparently. It is more difficult than you think to get to Montana. But what we're going to do for her is use her, she has Amex points, but Chase or Amex, either one, have a transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic right now, which is actually an airline out of London.
Virgin is my favorite airline, by the way.
Yeah. So, well this is going to work well actually, for you. Yeah, well, kind of. She's not going to fly on Virgin. She's transferring her points to Virgin with a bonus and then booking a Delta flight for her family to Montana. And that's a lot cheaper than sending points, Amex points straight to Delta and booking that way. So there's all these weird nuances, but I can tell you. Yes. We can get you there. We'll get you both to London and to Montana. That's so fun. You've got to go both places.
Those 100,000 points can easily get you to both places. 100%. And you have places to stay, so you don't even have to mess with hotels or anything.
Yes. And that's how I like to travel, too. Like, as much – if I could – on a budget, as much money as I can save, I love.
Tell us – before we let you go, tell us about your friend who – you were with her at the WITS, the Women in Travel Summit. Tell us, because we were going to ask you if there are any travel content creators or travel accounts that you like to follow. So tell us about your friend.
Oh, my gosh. Alexa West. She is Solo Girls Travel Guide on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah. She is an expert on – Bali, especially. I'm taking a group trip to Bali in October, and she's helped me immensely with that. She's written guides, travel guides for, I mean, more places that I could possibly ever imagine. She spent so much time in Asia. And she's just a brilliant person. She's working on a podcast right now. I'm not going to spill her beans or anything, but, and she keeps updating me about it. And I'm like, girl, this is going to be next level. Like, this is a really big deal.
Awesome.
And she's in the works of doing some really big things. She won the biggest award at WITS, that convention. And she has like a best-selling guide for Bali, and she's just killing it. She's a great author, great friend, and Solo Girls Travel Guide on IG, Facebook, and everything. She's great.
We're going to have to find her.
Yeah, we're going to tag her in our show notes as well. We always tag our shout outs.
Oh, I forgot to talk about Fabio.
Oh my gosh. We can't let you go without hearing about Fabio.
This is my true Lizzie McGuire moment. It was my very first trip to Italy after the group trip. And it was my last day in Rome. And I was completely by myself. And it was my first taste of solo travel. I went to the Spanish Steps, and I saw this man looking at me, and he was very handsome. And so I kind of walked down, and my style is my style. I always have a scarf around my head, or like, you know, a dress on. Everybody always says that I'm way too dressed up for Florida, but that's just how I dress. I dress well. And he was like, "You look like an old fashioned, like Hollywood person." And I was like, "I am, darling." Anyway, so him and I started talking. We had spritzes at a cafe next door, and we were at the Spanish Steps, and he brought me down to the square, and he ended up having a surgery or something in Rome, and that's why he was here. So he was from Sicily, and he was this big business owner, alcohol maker of Prosecco, which is my favorite.
Oh, and yes, me too.
And like, we shared a very sweet kiss in that courtyard, and he brought me back to my hotel, and nothing crazy happened. He didn't even come up. It was just a beautiful time with someone that was just knew everything about Italy, and it was a beautiful moment. But yeah,
literally magic. It's like, okay, so when I went to Germany when I was 14 years old with a church trip, I imagined that I was going to meet some boy and have like a one-day romance overseas. And it didn't really happen. There was a boy at the church. We did write letters back and forth for a while, but we were under lock and key that entire trip. There was no chance those adults were letting us out of their sight. So no romance for me. But, and you know, both of us are in long-term relationships now. So there will never be any, like, you know, European love stories. But Everyone loves that movie that you watch where someone is in a foreign country and they just have a meet cute and the most beautiful day of their lives and you remember it fondly forever. And it's like, oh, that's just so fun to be able to tell that.
It was so awesome. And he was so nice. And I remember being in the back of the taxi cab with him and he was like, Mandy, don't ever let anyone tell you what to do. You will be successful. You will be everything that you need to be. You are strong and confident. And he gave me like so much confidence. And it was kind of like a godsend almost. Like it set me on my path. It was a really beautiful moment with him. And we still keep in touch this day. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was just awesome. Hopefully one day I'll go to Sicily and see him again.
Absolutely. I love it when so God fun. Just drops random people in your life that kind of shift your whole trajectory. Like yeah. a quick interaction, yet it's like you were on this path and all of a sudden it kind of just rewrites the course of things or like gives you the confidence to try something new. Ooh, goosebumps. Mm-hmm. I got goosebumps so many times this episode.
like meeting a stranger on the internet. And then it changes your whole trajectory because you have a podcast with them.
Yeah,
Joanna.
That may or may not have happened. Mary Ellen and I have not met in person yet. We are actually this weekend going on a trip together to meet for the very first time.
What? Oh, my God. Okay, where are you going?
We're going to Florida. We're going to Bonita Springs.
Bonita Springs? I've never been to Bonita Springs.
How We're flying into Fort Myers. So I don't know where what part of Florida you're in.
I am on the East Coast. That's about 4 hours away from me.
Oh, I was actually like, oh, wait, you should come hang out with us. But okay, well, that's fine. That's
please
a far.
Play that Taylor, please play that Taylor Swift song. Florida.
Oh, song. Absolutely.
Well, I hope you enjoy Florida. And oh. I've never been where you're going, but please like send pictures and all of the things.
Yeah, we're staying at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point. And I think that we're doing it all on Hyatt Point. So we'll have to let you know because you can transfer your Chase points to Hyatt and go there anytime. Mandy, thank you so much for coming on today, for telling us your epic travel story, and for just being vulnerable and sharing your emotions and making us feel things too. I love a podcast episode where I feel things, and I feel like everybody else is going to fall in love with you if they didn't already know who you are. So I need you to tell all the people where they can find you and get really involved.
Absolutely. You can find me on my Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Mandy Brook Official, Mandy with a Y, Brooke with an E. You can also find my podcast on Apple, Buzzsprout, iHeartRadio, literally everywhere podcasts are found. It's called Broken Ditches Guide with a B. Just read between the lines there. And you can also follow the podcast at Broken Ditches Guide at... on Instagram and stuff as well. And you can download my ebook as well there, which is
beautiful.
So fun. I loved making that for people. And there's a lot more products and projects coming your way as well. Some music stuff coming too. So we will see.
Yeah, I love the sound of your voice. Give me all the music stuff. And we're going to link all of this stuff up. We'll link the podcast. It'll just say Mandy's podcast. You can just click on it and you'll know. We don't want to break any of the rules. We don't know what's going to get us in trouble or not on the on the clean podcast platform that we have. So you are incredible. And it was just such a pleasure getting to talk to you today. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Joe. It was so beautiful meeting you at the conference, and it was just awesome. I'm so glad I met you, and I'm so glad I met Mary Ellen, and have the greatest time in Florida. It's a hell of a drug. It was absolutely beautiful to share a podcast with you guys. Thank you so very much for having me.
Thank you. We so just much appreciate for you for being here.
Well, now I think that we all want to go on a magical trip to Italy. And okay, despite being married, maybe I guess we don't want to meet and Lorenzo and Fabio.
But no, Lorenzo got her sick. Okay, we don't know Lorenzo.
Yeah, we don't want a Lorenzo.
Just the Fabio.
But those are such fun stories. And I do think the charm and the beautiful architecture and landscapes, all of Italy sounds amazing. I just actually had two of my coworkers go on a trip to Italy. Shout out to Rihanna and Danny. They went on such a fun adventure. They've been showing me all their pictures. And one of the things that I suggested for them to do while they were there was to find a cooking class and take a class on making pasta or pizza, something, you know, any kind of Italian food. And they did. And they said it was absolutely one of the highlights of their trip. So anybody who wants to plan a trip to Italy, add that, make room for that in your itinerary. But let's get people to Italy, Joe. So what are some flight ideas for getting from the U.S. over to Italy on points?
Girl, yes. Honestly, I got so into my research for this that I've essentially basically created myself an entire trip. I was thrilled with the flight options. So I'm going to tell you first a couple options for transferable currencies, and then I'm going to tell you a few that I found with like American Airlines, Alaska, that kind of thing. Just, I want to give you a sense of what's out there for everyone. And by the way, we are having someone come on very soon to talk about Alaska. So that'll be very interesting because there's a lot of good Alaska redemptions. So I have notes. I'm going to read to you from my notes. In terms of flights, starting with our transferable currencies, just plain old economy flights. I was finding flights from JFK, EWR, Chicago, LAX, all to Rome. Okay, these, most of them had a single stop. I didn't dig into what those stops were. You are always going to be paying more for nonstop flights, so just keep that in mind. And these were all on Virgin Atlantic. And they were 15,000 points one way in economy. And just as a reminder, Virgin Atlantic transfers from everybody. Capital One, Amex, Chase, Citi, everybody transfers to Virgin. The taxes and fees on this were $169.20. And I was looking for the beginning of next year. Those are the, I just put like a 2-month date block in. So these are just very arbitrary dates, but it gives you an idea of what you can find. I also have recently been dabbling with premium economy because I kind of forgot that that was in there. And recently when I've been looking stuff up, I've just been like, show me the premium economy flights. I want to see 24,000 point premium economy on Virgin. Again, $169.20 in taxes and fees there. And then, of course, we have our business class flights from JFK, Chicago, EWR. And those business class flights that I found repeatedly were 46,875 points. Very random number. That is on.
Love that number, though.
I love it. It was on Air France, a little bit higher taxes and fees, $243.35. And I found a number of very similar flights home, like a number of them. So I always look at these separately. I almost never look at round trips, but the way home was comparable. Taxes and fees were a little higher, as I feel like they always are. But
yeah, coming back from Europe, it's always going to be a little higher, those taxes and fees.
It is. But you know what I did? And I've done this a lot recently, and it doesn't really help me right now as a person with no American Airlines or Alaska points, but I get curious. And I go into points, yeah, and I filter my flights based on taxes. And I went in there and I put a $100 cap on taxes just to see what would come back. And I was pretty blown away. From DFW, IAH, and ORD, I found 19,000 American Airline flights in economy, 19,000 points, $5.60 in taxes.
Excellent.
For me, I would 100% pay 4,000 extra points to get my taxes and fees down from $160 to $5.
Oh,
any day of the week. What I also found was premium economy flights on Alaska Airlines for 35,000 points, $18 in taxes and fees. And I found business class American Airlines flights for 54,000 points, $5.60 in fees. American Airlines, really, we've been sleeping on these guys and they keep coming up over and over. And we just had Ashley on to talk status. And I think we need to have a serious deep dive episode because I mean.
Yeah, I was asking some people in our Facebook group, shout out to the Facebook group, woo, and they were saying, yes, please do a deep dive episode on American Airlines, because as we learned from Ashley Gets Around, you can earn status without even flying. And it does seem to be a points currency that is hard to earn with just our credit cards, right? Because they don't, none of our points, Chase, Amex, Capital One, they don't transfer to American. But there are other ways to earn the points, and they seem so valuable, their points.
They really do. I find domestic flights all the time on American Airlines that are just like 7,000 or 8,000 points. I mean, and I've earned basically about that many points just in the last month using Shopping Portal and AA Dining. So dig into those. I'll save those for like a deep dive episode. But holy cow, especially with how low these taxes and fees are, it really seems like the transferable currencies, you're always paying higher taxes and fees. Like those airlines seem to pass those along. But Alaska and American, they don't. They don't. $5. Yeah. Sorry. It's just crazy.
So now that we are in Rome, where should we stay with our points? Where can we book on points?
This is a great question because I was a little disappointed by the Hyatt footprint in Rome. Most of the Hyatt hotels that I was finding in Rome were like the more boutique type hotels that are pretty expensive in points and are hard to find availability. They are, I guess, building a Hyatt Regency Rome. It says coming soon on the app. So it is not available yet. I did not dig into that exactly. But Hyatt Regencies are usually pretty reasonable in terms of categories. I think they're usually like a category 5-ish. And you're seeing 20 to 25,000 point nights. I've seen 18. Usually in these more sought after places. I think it's hard to determine because a lot of these places can be all over the place. I mean, we've seen a category 5 Hyatt place before. So it's hard to know how it's going to be categorized and what the points will be, but that's maybe an option for people traveling next year that might be available. Another one that looked really nice was the JDV, the Tribune. So it's one of the Hyatt JDV, which is a great way to check off an additional brand explorer on your bingo. I've never stayed at one of those before. It was a category 5 starting at $23,000 a night, and it looked beautiful. And I think now might be a good time to capitalize on our 40% transfer bonus to Marriott, because I found a Sheraton for $16,500 a night, and you would only have to transfer 12. I found Rome Marriott Park Hotel for 20,000 points a night. You'd only have to transfer 15 with that transfer bonus. And they looked beautiful. So there are options and they're not super expensive. They're just not a lot of Hyatts, which, you know, I love to be, you know, I love a Hyatt. I want to be adding to my nights if I'm going to stay.
Yeah, but if you can get the Marriott for 12,000 points to 20,000 points, especially with a transfer bonus from Chase, that is excellent. And then I would say Rome and Italy in general, as we learned from Mandy today, she stayed in all Airbnbs. And so it may be a good opportunity to cash in some of those Capital One Venture X points and cover Airbnb stay. If you really want to get tucked into one of those quaint little towns, like the town that Mandy just fell in love with, then perhaps booking with the Capital One cards and using that purchase eraser would be a great way to make that happen.
Absolutely. And typically small European towns have pretty incredible Airbnb rates. I mean, you can often find some really cool places very cheap. And I also want to remind people to be, you know, using your Fetch app and also Upside, man. I really slept on Upside for a long time. I've been using it since the 1st of April, and I think I already have $56 in that account. That is from just clicking a button every time I fill up my gas or get groceries at this one grocery store that has an offer in the app. Like, that's
my good friend,
crazy.
Monica, she just dug in really hard to our deal stacking episode. She said she's listened to it twice. She has visited all the apps. She is loving Upside. So definitely shout out for Upside, Fetch, and all of those apps. She's the receipt hog. She has been just diving in and loving that episode. So if you are not familiar with these apps, go back, listen to our deal stacking episode as well, and you're going to find some really valuable information.
Yeah, and we'll put links to that episode and links to these apps in our show notes, as well as, you know, you can always find the links for the cards that we talk about in every single episode. It really means a lot to us when you use those links and when you leave us those reviews, you guys. So we are pretty excited about this episode, and I think we both need to go right now so we can plan a trip to Italy for ourselves.
Time to get on it.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com, and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.